I got involved with Family Forward about, I want to say, 5 or 6 years ago. I was going through a lot of different family issues, and the goal at the end was I really wanted to go back to school.
That door is locked.
Oh.
That's Ashley, a mother in our Family Forward program. The person at the door is her daughter. Two of Ashley's kids, Ashton and Ashaya, joined us for the interview. They'll both make cameos at the end of the episode, and they provide background sound throughout. And that's fitting, isn't it? We've talked to moms in previous episodes, but here, we get a small window into what motherhood looks like in reality. In addition to Family Forward, Ashley talks about a couple other aspects of PBMR, job readiness and the urban farm. Family Forward does not exist in a vacuum. The other programs at PBMR enable a more holistic approach to moving forward. As the saying goes, it takes a village to raise a child, and supporting a mother well is a big part of that. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Together We Heal.
Five, 6 years ago, I became to the program because I had a lot of family things going on, and I really had no one to turn to. And then a friend of mine's actually told me about the center to help with job readiness. So I came to the program for job readiness because I was a young teen mom. I had my first child at 16. So I was trying to get a job and be independent and do all these things to get a career, but it was like there was nothing, no help.
Yeah.
And then when I finally got to the center and started doing like job readiness, and then I found out about more things that they had, they gave me a lot of different resources to use for my family, my kids, and, you know, it really helped shape and mold the person that I am today.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's nothing but always appreciative. And, you know, I always want to give back. So whenever I can, like they call for the podcast, of course, of course, because it may be someone that's like me or have been through similar things as me. And this may possibly can help them to persevere, because usually at four kids at a young age, a lot of people are like, yeah, she's not going to finish school. And oh, no, she's not going to get a career. Oh, no, this and that. But, you know, with the people that I had behind me in this program, really helped me push myself to get to my goal.
Yeah. If you're comfortable, could you expand a little bit on like some of the challenges that maybe young moms in particular face? Like you mentioned, people verbally voicing doubt.
Yeah. So the doubt verbally voicing that is always the biggest fear as a young parent. And then parenting has no handbook. So it's like, it's just you and that child. So you have to figure everything out as you go. And then, you know, a lot of people don't have that support at a young age to tell them to go to college, or you are great. You can still do great things with a child. Mm-hmm. So like, it was hard for me to get childcare, finding a job. A lot of people don't want to hire you when you're that young. And it's like, you have no skills. Mm-hmm. You have no career background. So why are we hiring you? And then especially when they're here, you're young and have a kid, it's like, oh, she's going to need days off. She's going to need to be accommodated for all these things. So really with me, those were a lot of the challenges, was to getting like child care for my kids. And then my child's father actually was incarcerated. He became incarcerated when she was about 1 or 2 years old, which was, that was my child care situation. So it made it even more harder to finish school, to go back and to try to get a job and to actually be the best mother that I wanted to be for my kid. Because that was like my main goal. I just wanted to be a great mom to my kid. And to show her like, you know, mom did all these things, but I finished school. I was still able to pursue a career. I still follow my dreams. So it was just a big mind thing for me. And a lot of young parents, I think that's the main issue, is we have so many people doubting us. And we're in our own heads like, you know, I'm going to prove all these people wrong. But in actuality, it's hard to do that when you're alone, when you don't have support system. So I feel like all young moms, teen parents in general, they should have some type of support, someone they can go to, you know, even if it's to talk. Some people just need to vent and things like that. So
one of the big things that Family Forward does is the circles.
Yeah. So like the circles in the group meeting, you actually get to hear different people's stories and you notice that a lot of people are going through similar things than you are. Like I noticed in a lot of the groups, it was a lot of old people older than me, younger than me, but we were all going through a similar thing. So it connected us. So it's like a connection you build with people. And then you can also trade resources and help each other. It's all about a build up and a helping each other situation. So Family Forward really is about family. Even the people that's not your blood family, it's about building family-like relationships. Mm-hmm. And then the talks, as many times I have came to the talks and cried, oh my goodness, because it's so hard to trust and to give that piece of yourself to people. So, you know, PBMR, Family Forward, the job readiness, every program that they have in this center is like, it's a stepping stone to help anyone who they have a dream and they don't know how to get to it. Yeah. So everything here is like, it's always positive energy. It's always so welcoming and warm. This program is for people who need that extra love, who hasn't, who's missing just a little bit.
PBMR doesn't have specific programs for the youngins. Do you have any thoughts on what you've experienced bringing your kids to PBMR?
Bringing my kids here because, like you said, they don't really have a lot of programs for the smaller kids. Anytime I had to come for anything, they've always accommodated my children. So they've always, like, if it was a time I needed to talk to someone and they seen it's something that I didn't want to introduce my kids to, they would be so warm, like, you know what? Can I take the kids to the garden? Can I take the kids to the room to draw? Or can I take them to pick out books? It's always something that someone's trying to always, you know, be there for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really needed that extra support, that someone to be there for me. Like, my kids are always there for me. I'm there for them. To have a support system, it's grand. It's like, it's the most amazing thing ever.
Have you taken some of what you have learned or witnessed or experienced, participated in at PBMR?
All the time.
How
do I implement it?
Yeah, like in your daily life or family life.
Most of the things that I implement from here, the circles, the having someone to talk to. So I have a teenage daughter. So the circles really is a good thing. Like the talking piece is really a good thing for her to feel like she has a space where she's comfortable and she can say anything without judgment. So I do have certain little pieces that are like I'll pick up a teddy bear, like this is a talking piece.
Yeah.
So as long as you have it, you can say whatever you feel, no judgment, how you feel or whatever. Like, I give her those outlets. So it really helped me into being able to talk more with my kids and be more understanding. Because a lot of the times I'm here, they're running around, jumping on stuff, and I'm like, hey, Ashley, sit. They're like, no, mom, it's okay. It's all right. We got them. Like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I'm not used to someone like, oh, we got it. Really? You sure? Because I'm so used to having to be the mother of everything. Even though I'm not the oldest, I've always been like the mother of everything.
Yeah.
I'm mothering after I'm mothering at work.
Yeah.
Because I do kindergarten, third, fourth, and seventh grade. And then a lot of them are like, they don't have family that care. So I try to be, that's something else I take in PBMR. I try to be that person for my students also.
Yeah.
Like, because I know how it is to not have someone. So I let them know, like, look, even if you don't want to tell me, that's fine. Mm-hmm. As long as you can tell me that you're safe and you're okay.
Yeah.
And it's nothing that's in your harm, I'm fine. I'll let them sit in my classroom, reset, even go to their teachers, like, look, so-and-so is going to be in my class. He's having a hard time. And if he has work, you can send him with me and I'll sit there. I'll help him with it. So I just try to be the person that I never had.
So job readiness, was there anything in particular that you were looking for?
In the beginning, my goal was to become a teacher. I like kids. I like doing things with children. So it was game plan. Children, teacher, perfect. And then I started the job readiness program. I had several different jobs. And then currently I am an English tutor at Revis. So amazing. I am kind of a teacher. And then I just passed my CECA's paraprofessional test to become a parapro, which is like next step to becoming a teacher. So
yeah.
Big shout out to Rachel for helping me get my parapro licensing. She pushed me. She pushed me. Even though there was something I wanted to do, but it was like I was procrastinating. But Rachel stayed on my heels. Like, Ashley, do you need study information? I printed out some more things for you to study. I got a practice test. All of these things to get me prepared. And I was so nervous to go take the test. Mm-hmm. And passed it with flying colors. With flying colors. Shout out to Rachel for that. She stayed on my heels. Sometimes I need someone to stay on me. Because I'm used to being the hover. I need somebody to hover me sometimes. Like, look, you know you're supposed to be doing this. Ashley, this has to be done. This has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't have it on my long list of things,
it's not getting
done. It's not going to get done.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to check them off as I go.
Yeah. Well, that's that PBMR relentless engagement for you.
And I love it. I love it. PBMR has always been that mother that I needed.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you got this practice and that practice and, oh, your grades are falling. Oh, you're doing this. Oh, you're falling behind. You need to do this. I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks, Ashley. What's going on? Like,
yeah.
I love it. I love it, though. Like, it really makes my day because it makes me feel like someone genuinely cares.
Mm.
And that's all someone really wants to feel, like someone genuinely cares and actually are happy for my accomplishments. Like, of course, I'm happy for it. It's something that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my kids are going to be happy for it. They're just happy because mommy's happy. But for someone like a lot of people here, they don't really know me like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like for them to be as joyous, if not more, about my accomplishments, it makes me want to do even better things.
Mm.
Like, it makes me want to go above and beyond.
Yeah.
And you guys come here with that positive energy through everything because, in actuality, we know everyone has lives.
Mm.
Everyone has things they're going through. Everybody has their own lives. But for you guys to take a step back from your life to congratulate us and reward us and to push us.
Yeah.
It shows that you guys are a caring community. Like, you guys really genuinely care.
Yeah.
I like your rock.
You like my rock?
It's a bouncy ball.
Thank you. That is a bouncy ball.
Oh.
All right. I think those are the questions that I have. If they want to hop on the mic.
Ashton, would you like to go on the microphone and tell them your name and your age and what grade you are in?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Ashton, and I am a handsome boy. My age is 6, and I go to first grade.
Do you like PBMR?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
PBMR is the center.
Oh,
what's your favorite part about coming to the center, Ashton?
Yeah. I like when they have popcorn, then we have a movie to watch.
What about, what's your favorite thing we pick when we go to the garden?
It's a pepper.
Is it?
Lunchbox peppers.
Oh, the little small sweet ones?
Yeah.
I love
those. Hey, my name is Ashaya, and I can tell all about me. I'm in preschool of 5, and...
What's your favorite part about coming to the PBMR Center?
Well, I like to pick veggies.
Okay. Like to pick veggies?
I like to pick flowers. I like to pick peppers.
Okay.
Do you like to do puzzles with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I'll do a puzzle with you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Together We Heal, a podcast from Precious Blood Ministry of Reconciliation. You can support PBMR's mission of hope, healing, and radical hospitality at the link in our description. Subscribe for future episodes. And if you like what you heard, leave a rating and review. Thank you.